This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. General Services Administration has finally determined President-elect Joe Biden is now eligible for certain resources and access as part of a 1964 law enacted to promote an orderly transition of executive power in the United States. Michigan played its part yesterday as the final domino, as AP correspondent David Eggert explains.
Certification sets in motion the process by which all 16 electoral college votes in Michigan will go to Joe Biden. That slate of electors will meet at the state capitol on December 14th and officially cast their votes for Biden.
Also, Mr. Biden will be receiving information about classified threats to national security. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is holding an event today to introduce the individuals he plans to nominate for top diplomatic and national security posts in his administration. The group includes Antony Blinken, one of Biden's closest foreign affairs advisors, as the choice for Secretary of State. Mr. Biden said he intends to nominate former Secretary of State John Kerry to a new position as Special Presidential Envoy for Climate while holding a seat on the National Security Council. Mr. Kerry, when he was campaigning for the president-elect earlier this year.
And so when I hear people talking about age, I'm over 70. I got news for you, folks. 70 is the new 50s. Let's get used to it.
According to news reports, 74-year-old Janet Yellen, the former chair of the Federal Reserve, would be nominated as Biden's Treasury Secretary. Now, as to whether or not he expects smooth sailing as far as his nominations being confirmed.
Are you kidding me?
Why do you go with national security first?
Because it's national security.
This is VOA News. Guns in the Capitol building? Well, don't feel bad if you didn't know about that, or maybe you wish you didn't know now.
There are new questions about lawmakers bringing guns into the U.S. Capitol. Now that an incoming congresswoman from Colorado has inquired about the rules on packing heat. 33-year-old Republican Congresswoman-elect Lauren Boebert is a gun rights activist and walks around with a Glock strapped to her hip. She's asked Capitol Police about carrying her weapon on Capitol grounds, which is allowed under a 1967 regulation. Guns are not allowed in the House or Senate chambers, and the public can't bring weapons in. There are concerns, though, raised by California Democratic Congressman Jared Huffman, who says Congress members and their staffs carry firearms around all the time and are not checked for weapons when they enter the House chamber. He says he tried to fight it in the past, but faced stiff opposition. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region as a government-set deadline for regional forces to surrender looms. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has given the Tigray People's Liberation Front until tomorrow to surrender or face a military assault. Communications blackouts have made verifying information during 3 weeks of fighting difficult. Locals in a northern Lebanese town called on authorities today to evict all Syrians from the area a day after a Syrian citizen allegedly shot dead a local man in a personal dispute. The announcement came after a night of riots against Syrians in the town, during which some homes of Syrians were reportedly torched and individuals were attacked in the streets. The Lebanese army said the accused killer surrendered to security forces and an investigation has begun. Hungary's government has hit back at actor George Clooney for describing Prime Minister Viktor Orban as an example of anger and hate in the world who could fuel a dystopian future. Hungary's government called his remarks foolish. Speaking about the making of his film Midnight Sky, in which he plays a scientist in a post-apocalyptic world, Clooney told GQ magazine, "We weren't in the middle of a pandemic when it happened, but there were still all these elements of how much hate and anger and all of us are experiencing in this moment of history all over the world." Go to Bolsonaro in Brazil, Mr. Clooney says, or to Orban in Hungary. Orban, who has been in power for more than a decade, has built a self-styled illiberal regime with a centralized state, a loyal business elite, and an ever more nationalistic government. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.